And let's see, Edward's calling us. I'm not sure from where, but hi, Edward, and what's on your mind, sir?
Hi, Dr. Wright. Hey, I remember last week you talked about the thyroid. Can I read you my labs and tell me if you think it's normal? Because I have all the physical...
I'm sorry, sir, your line is cutting out. I didn't hear that last phrase.
I have all the symptoms of low thyroid, and I understand that your labs will look normal until about 80% of your thyroid is destroyed. So I think I need to be on that whole thyroid that you mentioned last week.
Well, here's the thing, sir. There are a number of publications now. We just had a terrific presentation by one of our doctors at our weekly doctor's meeting, and she went over article after article after article that shows that if you rely on the lab, you're only going to be accurate less than half the time. You've got to combine the lab values with a physical exam by a doctor who knows what they're doing, looking for body signs of weak thyroid, as well as listening to you about your symptoms. And you simply cannot rely on the labs 100%. No way.
Well, can I tell you, my TSH
please.
Was 1.63.
No,
my
please.
T4 was 8.3. My T3 was 95.73. Mm-hmm. My reverse T3 was 15.26. My RT3-T3 ratio was 15.94%. The free T3 was at 3.71, and my free T4 was 0.81, and my antibodies were at 1.4, and antithrombogabulin was at 0.9. Does that look normal to you?
That would be defined as normal in most lab manuals. Like I mentioned, sir, that does not mean that you personally are not having symptoms of hypothyroidism. Body signs too. Dr. Larson put up on the screen for us several summaries of research articles showing that there are very definitely ways that the tissues can have hypothyroidism when the blood tests don't. So I really suggest if you're thinking about that, you check with a doc who knows about this, knows about how to not only listen to you about symptoms, but check the body for signs and then integrate that. Notice I said integrate. I'm not saying ignore the tests, but integrate the whole picture and jointly you guys decide what to do. That's the only way of doing it that is best for folks.
Well, I'm thinking about seeing Dr. Lamson. Would you recommend him?
Yes, sir.
Better doctors?
Dr. Lamson was a professor at Bastyr University for years. He's not professing anymore. He's over at Tahoma Clinic. He's got a lot of experience. Yes, I would, sir.
Okay. I know he's going to put me on Thorne products, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry. I haven't seen him personally, so I don't know about that. But we do have, in case that doesn't work for you, we do have other physicians, all of whom attended this presentation just this week. Just by coincidence, it happened this week.
This week. That's why. I get it. Because you said something about DHEA, and I'm seeing someone who put me on DHEA pills, and then what you said was like, what?
Yes, sir. Anytime I see a guy's urine test and it's got excess of something called estrone, which is one of the estrogens, I'll ask, are you swallowing DHEA? And much more often than not, the answer comes back, yeah, why'd you ask? And so then they go to the rub on DHEA, and the extra estrone disappears. Now, can you imagine that extra estrone is a good idea for a guy? Uh-uh.
Oh, my. Okay. Well.
All right, sir. You're welcome, and thank you for calling.